Castology.
Hello and welcome to a very special episode
of Castology. A very weird episode of Castology. There's only two of us in the room, Zane.
There are only two of us in the room, but there are still three of us on the podcast. I'm Zane C. Weber. That's here right. With in the room
Liz Best and in quarantine.
It's Nick Bleeker.
Nick Bleeker is currently in quarantine because of the dreaded COVID-19 that is going about. We're doing this under extraneous circumstances, and we'll see how we go in the coming weeks, whether we can get back in the same room or not.
Normally we have a few episodes in the bank to keep us going, but I was sick last week with a cold and I didn't want to infect anybody, so we cancelled last week's recording, and we were just like, well, we can't cancel this week's recording, otherwise you'll have no episodes. So
We want you to have episodes.
It's important when you're in isolation to have podcasts to listen to, and who better to bring you those podcasts than us?
Yeah. The experts.
The experts. Nick was saying he can't even get in to see his doctor because his doctor's on holidays and booked up, and I can't even get to see my doctor because my doctor's in isolation as well. What weird time.
What a win for the health system.
What was that?
What a win for the health system.
It's a win for everyone, really. All right. Well, we got a theme this week.
We do have a theme this week, and quite fittingly, the theme is not health, but WTF. So we each have sourced a weird podcast in one way or another to recommend to you all. So for those of you who listened to Nick's audition episode.
It was a bonus episode we released a little while back.
Yeah, it was a few weeks ago. That was the one that I was sitting on for a what the fuck episode.
And it's all about butts, so it's appropriate that he was sitting on it.
It is.
But I actually have a submission this week, so if I could go first.
Sure.
Mine is called Podcast Reviews Reviews Podcast. and it is peak meta podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a podcast. It's got just over 70 episodes that has been going for a while, and it is where the host, Kenneth Eckel, reviews the reviews that people have reviewed his podcast.
But so what did he do when he was starting out?
He would just like, hey, this is a podcast, and I'm going to review the reviews of this podcast. And then people reviewed his podcast.
That is a tricksy way to get reviews.
Sure. Yeah, I guess.
Guys, we will review your review. No, we're not stealing his shtick.
Also, like he had a website and a press kit set up, and that's just gone away because he's not earning enough from the podcast to pay for subscriptions or whatever. So he's moved to Podchaser now instead of Apple Podcasts. So Podchaser Reviews, which is one of the podcast search engines that I recommended in our podcast search engine episode not so long ago. So it's very meta. It encourages people to get involved. The episodes are anywhere between 1 and 10 minutes long, so there's not a lot of it, but it is entertaining enough. And if you want to buy into it, buy into it. But this is a weird one. So
entertaining enough. I love it.
So he's going to have to tell me review the episode where we review his podcast.
I assume he could only must episode.
Like, I know it's not written or anything like that, but you have to review an audio review of your podcast reviews reviews podcast. Do
One
you not?
One simply must. If you're reviewing reviews of your podcast that's on another podcast, you must review it.
And with that...
Oh, my God. I'm sick and my head is, like, spinning hard right now.
That's just the virus, honey. Sit down.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
As far as episode recommendations go, I'm like, pick one that isn't 1 minute long, but have a listen to a couple because it is kind of an ongoing story of where he is, who he's talking to, and what's happening on the podcast. It's not compelling listening, but it is interesting, at least for what I found.
Look,
it
I'm interested in the concept very much. What about you, Nick?
I'm intrigued. I'm very intrigued. The title of the the episode of the show, actually, I was like, is this a podcast reviews that reviews other podcasts? But no, it's not. It's a podcast.
That's what we do. That's what we do. That's the fucking weird, your job.
What a weird name. Yeah, it is. Sorry. I'm intrigued, though.
Nick, do you want to go next with your recommendation?
Yes. So my WTF recommendation is Knowledge Fight. So this sounds like it's going to be a bit of fun, but the show is essentially two comedians from Chicago who have done a stupid amount of episodes that talk about Alex Jones and how he misleads his listeners for fun and profit. And it's long. It's very daunting. So I'll tell you now, each episode is like 3.5-4 hours long.
Holy fuck. Why? Why would you do this to us? Why?
Well, I honestly, looking at this, I was like, ah, shit, what the fuck? I don't know what the fuck I've done. Like, I've done containers. So what, like, what now?
How and, dare I found you? This.
Oh, my God. Are you trying to be old Patrick by giving us these ridiculously long podcasts?
Look, honestly, when I subscribed to it, I was like, ah, shit, this is like 4 hours long. Fucking hell. And I've listened to quite a few episodes, I'll admit. There is, if you go onto the website, there's like a good starting point. Like they actually tell you like their back catalog's super fucked up. So here's like an episode that kind of sums up what they do. So, if you're looking for a specific episode, January 7, 2011 is like that specific episode. I know that I put in, my recommendation. It just can be any episode cause you kind of get a good feel for it as you listen to it. But, the January 7th, 2011 episode is actually a good starting point cause it breaks down pretty much the show and what they do and all that sort of stuff.
So just to clarify, this is a podcast where the hosts examine what Alex Jones is currently saying.
Yeah, each week.
All right.
Sorry, Zane.
That means you have to listen to what Alex Jones is saying.
All right. Okay. Yeah, this is a real old Patrick move to pull.
This is very old Patrick. Old Patrick, if you're listening, if you've somehow jumped into the body of new Patrick Nick and you're doing this from wherever you are now, where is he now? I know, somewhere in Brisbane. Then fuck off. We're done.
His spirit lives within me still.
All right.
You're doing him proud.
I think this will be a challenge to see if I get through one whole episode.
Okay.
And so we'll see, especially if they're that good long, luck. Because Alex Jones is one of the people that just pushes my buttons, and I.
Yeah.
We'll see.
All right. Well, mine was originally not down as the WTF episode, but I swapped it in because I thought it's a really fucking niche, weird idea for a podcast. So, my podcast this week is the Swapcast podcast.
The Swapcast podcast about
Swapcast.
It's literally
bartering.
Yeah, totally. It's about bartering and about what you can swap in this shitty economy that we have now. No, it is about three people: Paul Mizzi, Lucy Thomas, Brendan Levi. They just review body swap movies.
Oh, okay.
How many body swap movies are there?
There's a lot.
Okay.
And there's a lot like straight to DVD shit that they'll put up there. Ooh. So they've got ones like, you know, like Freaky Friday and Big, which is the Tom Hanks movie, which is way more problematic than you might remember it is.
No, because his super teacher, problematic. Right?
Big is the one where he's a 12-year-old boy and he becomes an adult and works for a company and then ends up like seducing like one of the he's like a 12-year-old boy pretty much fucking one of his colleagues as an adult. They talk about this on the podcast, but they talk like Freaky Friday or other flicks such as Ice Angel, aka On Thin Ice, Going for the Gold.
is that an ice skating movie?
It looks like from the cover, and I haven't listened to this episode yet, but from the cover of the movie, it looks like a really tough hockey player has been transformed into the body of a super hot figure skater because there's a super hot figure skater posing with her foot on a hockey player in the ground smoking a cigar because apparently that's what dudes do. But
all right.
Dude in a chick body. But So that's literally all it is. They review every kind of movie that's used the very overused body swap genre.
Apparently.
Way more overused and oversaturated than you would imagine that it is. So at the time of recording, they have 41 episodes.
All right. So they've been doing it for a while.
They are from 40 minutes to an hour. They also have mini-sodes where they have some of the movies that they've mentioned but not specifically covered because there are just so many of these body swappy kind of movies. And it's not just like when you swap bodies. It's also like if you're dead and you come back into a body, Quantum Leap style. Or when you don't have your own body.
Right.
Basically like so, 17 again or 18 again, whatever it's called. What about 13 going on 30?
Downey Jr. one where the ghosts have to possess him to...
Oh, Heart and Souls is one of my favorite movies ever. Yeah. I have not seen an episode on that, but they better bloody do it.
Yeah.
Do Heart and Souls, Swapcast podcast.
So is there a particular reason that they chose this trope? Like, is this like a framing device that one of them really likes or...
It just seems to me from the episodes, because I didn't start from the start. I've been picking films that I like.
Yeah.
And they just kind of have a giggle at the head of every episode going, there's a lot of body swap movies, so we thought we'd review them. Hey. So, yeah. And I thought it's not quite as what the fucky as it could be, but like...
It's niche.
It's very... Like, who could make a whole podcast out of this? And who would think there are 41 episodes already and still counting worth of stuff?
Yeah, well, I mean, I may have suggested there would have been, like, between 20 and 30, like, body swap movies just in general.
Yes.
But the fact that there's 40 and there's...
And their mini-sodes, they discuss a couple of movies that they haven't talked about. Like, they yeah, all right. Yeah. There's many. There are many.
I
look forward
to this one because I do like a good movie review podcast. And I know that there's
and
a lot
like
of them out there.
And I like a good body swap movie podcast.
Is it kind of like how did this get made?
Yeah, it's very chatty.
Okay.
But yeah, they kind of go over the plot points and they like talk about how problematic they are in hindsight. I really love the big episode. Do listen to that. It's very funny.
Okay. Easy. Well, that is our three recommendations of this week. So I had the Podcast Reviews podcast. Liz, you had...
The Swapcast podcast.
And Nick?
Knowledge Fight.
Knowledge Fight. And so those are our WTF-themed podcasts. So now we go on to the reviews of the podcast that we recommended last week. So who would like to go first?
I don't even remember what I recommended last week. Oh, it's okay. Been so Sorry. Long.
Oh so last week, Liz, you recommended Solve.
Oh, I did. That's right.
And Nick recommended The Wilderness and I recommended Shut Up a Second.
Okay. Well, I would like to hear what you guys thought of Solve first. Solve was a podcast basically where they act out a true crime scenario that is based on an actual true crime scenario, but they tweak it so that you don't know what the ending is. And you, as the listener, have to listen to the interviews and solve the crime. So I think to avoid confusion, because it's quite hard to hear Nick, we'll go Nick uninterrupted and then you. What do you reckon, Zane?
Good plan.
Nick, what did you think of Solve?
The sound design for this is unbelievable. Wow. I listened to Amazon Assassination, Old Hollywood Hotel, and Till Death Do Us Part. I really love the kind of gaminess of it. I know that kind of sounds sick, but are these based off like true crimes?
So the way that they've done it is they base every episode off a true crime, but they change the whodunit and some of the details. Like the first one that I was listening to sounded very much like Dirty John, which it was. I was like, hang on a minute. And the device was that the mother was marrying someone who seemed sketchy, but everything else about the crime was changed for the purpose. But I think it's like an extra gimmick that they add in to kind of base it on a real crime and maybe red herring you if you're a true crime fan because you already know who done it, but that's not who they say done it, you know?
Yeah. I'll admit I didn't get any right.
Oh, really?
Like, that probably tells me that I shouldn't be a fucking detective, for one. But I really enjoyed it. Is it... Because it's not like the same producers as, like, Carrier and stuff, right? No, it's not.
Was it? Oh, where's my notes? I think it had.
No, so it's not the same.
I think it was the same sound designy people though. I think it might have been. Let me check my notes. It might. I'm sorry if it isn't. Let me just. I've got my notes.
Because it is iHeartRadio.
Yeah.
Produced.
Yeah. So it's iHeartRadio, and yes, so it is the same. In partnership with iHeartMedia and Salt Audio, the production company awesome, that worked on Blackout and Carrier. So it wasn't Q Code, but it was Salt Audio who worked on both of the other sound designy excellent podcasts that we loved.
I really enjoyed the Amazon assassination episode by the most, I think, because that was the one that I really just couldn't pick.
Yeah.
What do you reckon, Zane?
It's very interesting because I love the concept.
Yes.
I love the writing.
Yes.
It's very fun to play.
Yes.
Fun to play along. I did get most of them.
Me too.
And I think that's a writing thing.
Yeah.
Because they have to kind of put clues in there and then you're like, okay, well, that is a detail that you've included, so I'll make note of that.
Exactly.
My one criticism is that I think that these are a little bit overproduced. There's a little bit too much sound in there for my liking. But it is a very consistent stylistic choice. So I found this very hard to listen to just by itself. I had to listen to it while I was doing something else and I found that quite enjoyable.
Right.
But sitting down to listen to it, I found it a little bit overproduced, a little bit too much sound detail in there.
Yeah, well, it's quite interesting because in one or two of the eps, and I'm not going to say which ones, is this spoilery? I don't think it is. Sound is important to some of the crimes.
Yeah.
Like listening to what's happening as well as what's being said is important to solving, which I thought was clever. But I did ask you guys last week, I found some of them quite easy to solve, and I wondered whether that's because I'm super true crimey and because I also did film writing, so I'm used to looking for those red herrings, whether it was a general thing. But it seems like Nick didn't solve them and you did, so maybe it's an individual thing. Depends on how much you've listened to. Maybe Nick would just make a shit detective.
Yeah, that's what I just said. I would be the fucking worst detective. I'm only in it for the donuts and coffee, pretty much.
Cool. So you're desk jockey and we'll be investigating in the TV show, podcast, movie of us investigating crimes.
I feel I'll happily do Dexter in the lab.
I'm the one sassing people, like directly asking people questions, slamming the table going, you can't handle it. No, that's the wrong, completely wrong genre. That's courtroom genre. I'm the Amy Santiago cross with Gina Linetti of this piece.
How about we go back to mine, which was Shut Up a Second, which is the only podcast about nothing that I personally can stomach. And I know that this is a weird one in the midst of Solve and the Wilderness, because this is a podcast literally about comedians sitting around chatting. So, Nick, what did you think about Shut Up a Second?
So I listened to, you recommended Measurements for Me. I listen to Measurements, I listen to Slugs, and I also listen to something else. I can't remember what it was, actually. Anyway, I didn't like this at all. I found the banter and the sitting around and stuff like that. I was like waiting for them to get to Measurements, and then they kind of did, and then they went off topic. And I was like, okay, this show is about nothing, which is cool. But I can't stand the people at all. I'm sorry. I just can't.
No,
I really can't.
These people are the worst. I 100% accept everything that you're saying because they never, ever get to what they're talking about. Why are you cackling so much?
Oh, yeah. Zane, I am on Team Nick for this one.
No, absolutely. I 100% this is the accept
first,
this.
Is this the first time both of us have gone, it's a no to one of yours?
You and Nick, like it is. I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Look, here's my notes. The first episode I listened to didn't seem to have much of a topic or stick to it, I think they seem like super fun people, but we all know how I feel about fucking tangents. So I listened to the one that you recommended to me, which was chocolate or candy, I believe. Yeah. And then I listened to one on swearing because I thought that might be also, I was like, well, a topic that I'm fluent in. And even then, annoying thing for me is that I wanted to like it because they have the vibe of people I would get along with, but my brain kept tuning them out.
Yeah, yeah.
My brain would just tune them out. And I feel really shitty about that because I love supporting – it's an Australian podcast and I do love supporting Australian podcasts. And I would love to hang out with these guys if they don't want to kill me after this review because they seem like really fun people. It's just that I can't handle something that doesn't have a point. I don't think any of my podcasts that I've ever recommended are just people talking shit.
I 100% agree, and every podcast except this one that does this thing, I can't stand. But for some reason, this one gets in my head, and, I can put up with it.
I think they seem like really cool people, though.
And it also, I have listened to a couple of their other podcasts before I got on to Shut Up a Second. Right. So I kind of knew them.
I was so excited as well because I fucking love the name Shut Up a Second, and I also love their Sans Pants Productions name. So, like, I think I would like to listen to their other podcasts.
Yeah, they have a bit more of a point.
Yeah, I would like to listen to those and then I shall let you know whether I get this whole thing or whether I'm still not on board.
Interesting. Good, I accept that and I was 100% expecting it. Now, Nick, what did you recommend last week?
Yes, so my podcast was The Wilderness from Crooked Media, which is a limited series. Well, I'd say limited series, but it's not like a consistent podcast, but it's got two seasons and it essentially covers what it will take to defeat Donald Trump in November. So it is very political. I know last week, you know, we were talking about how we're a little bit over the whole politics side of things, but this sort of goes into the like competitive regions, like within the United States for each of the Democratic nominations. It is a little bit dated now that you know what the kind of results are, but it tells a story pretty beautifully compared to some of the actual other political podcasts. It kind of leans a little bit centrist rather than left, but you can tell that the majority of the Crooked Media guys lean left because they have all worked under like the Obama administration. So, but yeah, what did you guys think? Did you guys listen to both seasons or just the one?
This was not the time for me to listen to the episode titled The 1%. because our economy is going to shit thanks to COVID-19 and it put the fear of God into me. It's beautifully produced and wonderfully told and maybe that's why I was super scared because they are really convincing with the stuff that they put in there and the way that they've designed the story and lead you through everything. I listened to only that episode because then I just wanted to Duna burrito for the rest of my life because that's probably what we're going to be doing. Thanks, isolation. But no, I really enjoyed it. I hate political podcasts, so the fact that I enjoyed it is a feat. But it put the fear of God in me, Nick. And I don't even believe in God.
Thanks, God. Nick. I did a deep dive on this one. I listened to it all.
Wow.
And I binged most of it. I really got into it in the sense that I was in a mood and I wanted to stay in that mood and I was angry the whole time. Politics, particularly surrounding the Democratic primaries, is just driving me insane. And this is really, really good at pointing out obliquely the problems with the systems.
The system is so bad.
How do we use the systems and to pretend that it's not broken anymore while pointing out exactly how it is broken and we're just ignoring the fact that it's broken and how to use it? That being said, this podcast is really well produced and really well researched. But I mean, anyone who's going to listen to it, be prepared to really.
You in the pit of despair, and it will be really fucking difficult. It'll be fine if you're on the angry train and the train's going really fast, and you kind of want to get all like mainline this information into your veins. But
I mean, this is a podcast that wants to activate you.
Yes,
it wants to get you out voting and participating, it activated me in the way that it wanted, that I wanted to burn down the system and build a better one. And that I don't think that that is this podcast's goal. And I'm probably not the target audience for it.
No, well, because we are in Australia, we have compulsory voting, which I don't give a shit what anybody says. We should have compulsory voting and everybody should have compulsory voting. You shouldn't be able to go, I don't like either candidate, so I'm not going to vote and then fuck everything up for everybody else. I'm sorry. No. So from here, we can't do the action that the podcast is wanting us to do because we already have to because it's our civic fucking duty. So now we just want to burn shit, Nick.
Yeah.
I'm really glad that I could just fuel the fire.
It is a good podcast, and particularly if you are interested in this topic, this is a really good pick. But it definitely got me in a headspace, and it's a headspace that I was enjoying being in until I was exhausted, and then I tried to go back to it, and I was like, oof, no, not today. So, you know, you got me at a good time with this one. I really liked it. I subscribed. I listened to it all, and I can't listen to it again for a while.
This is a huge win for me. I actually thought that you would hate it.
Well, look, it normally the angry making stuff does make Zane angry. That's literally why we call it angry making. But when you want to rage against the...
I was in an angry everyone, mood, so this one hit me at the right time.
I'm in a holy fuck, the world is falling apart and what are we going to do? And it doesn't even matter who gets into government because we're all going to be dead mood. Yay.
We'll just make podcasts. That's how we'll fix everything.
Look, I do you know what? I'm glad that we're already on the podcast train because the number of people, specifically 30-something white males, who are going to be like, I've got nothing else to do. Let's start a podcast to talk about the shit that no one talks about is going to be immense. Thank God we already have a solid audience base and we don't have to try and be picked up through that slosh.
We love your audience.
Okay, well, that is all of our reviews for last week's episodes. So just go around. This week, we all recommended a WTF episode, a WTF podcast, I should say. I recommended the Podcast Reviews Reviews podcast, the podcast that reviews the reviews left on the podcast.
I recommended the Swapcast podcast, also has podcast in the name, in case you didn't notice that about this podcast, and this reviews body swap movies in a podcast.
And I had Knowledge Fight, which doesn't have podcast in the name, but it is a podcast about Alex Jones that goes for 4.5 hours.
Ooh, per episode. Ooh.
Per episode.
This is... Oh, I'm looking forward to it, Nick. I'm looking forward to it.
You better stay in quarantine, Nick, otherwise you're in trouble.
All right. Well, that has been us again for this week. Join us. Follow us on socials, on Facebook, on Twitter, or on Instagram. If you want your show to be featured on the podcast, you can do that by just sending us a message on any of those socials or finding us at our home on the web. That's notcanon.com/castology. And we will listen to it, but we can't guarantee that it will be featured. So,
and look, there's that. If you want to rate and review us on iTunes or on anywhere and send us a screenshot of it, I will personally critique your review of us. I won't make it our shtick. That's the other podcast shtick. But
just be some fun.
If you want to, I mean, you know, it'll be some fun. Give us a review. Make it 5 stars. Otherwise, I'm going to completely smush you into the ground with my review. Love you.
Okay. Well, this has been us here on our special quarantine episode. I've been Zane C. Weber here with
Liz Best.
And phoning in from home,
Nick Bleeker.
See you next time, everyone.
Get better, Nick.
Thank you.